The thing about nonprofit organizations, and as a listener to public radio, you certainly know this, is that there are very few such groups that have more money than they know what to do with. In most cases, as in the world of theater, where nonprofit companies cannot survive on mere ticket sales alone, there has become a larger and larger emphasis on fundraisers in recent years. In today's segment, I thought I would call attention to some of the theater company fundraisers taking place over the next few weeks. In some cases, these fundraisers offer fans and patrons the opportunity to donate to their favorite theater companies in ways that are a bit different, and often far more entertaining than merely writing a check, which, by the way, is still the most effective way for a fan to help out a theater they've come to appreciate and rely on. And many do help out that way by simply making an annual donation, and theaters always appreciate any donation above and beyond the price of your tickets. What you get in return is the satisfaction of knowing you've contributed to the arts community of Sonoma County. But then there are above and beyond fundraising events, such as 6th Street Playhouse's upcoming Monte Carlo Night on September 7th at the wine country home of 6th Street patrons Dave and Heidi Jacquin. The event features Vegas-style gambling, live entertainment, excellent wines, and chef-crafted food, plus a number of French Riviera-themed surprises. For information, visit 6thstreetplayhouse.com. On September 15th, Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma will be offering A Little Gershwin in the Garden, featuring vocalist Denise Perrier and her orchestra, performing along with a first-rate dinner at a private Petaluma estate, where the ever-popular silent auction will also be a part of the festivities. CinnabarTheater.org will get you all the details. A little less elaborate, but every bit as entertaining, is the Imaginist Theater Collective's special 2-day-only performance of an original puppet show titled Future Creatures by Catherine Seek and Emile Rosewater. This kind of special event, including a number of one-day-only concerts or one-person show events, are often offered by local companies, including Main Stage West Theater, Pegasus Theater, Ross Valley Players, Narrowway Stage Company, and the Raven Players, all of whom have such events coming up. Such Every Penny Helps outings are additional bread and butter for nonprofit groups, and they are a great way to sample the talents of musicians and theater artists whose work you may have never seen or heard. While talking about fundraisers, I would be inexcusably negligent, given the number of people helping to make this happen, if I failed to mention the upcoming fundraiser for my own theatrical enterprise, the one-man show Wretch Like Me. On Saturday, August 31st at the Glazer Center at 7 o'clock, we're throwing a party to kick off the effort to send Wretch Like Me to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2014. I'll be performing the newly refashioned and reimagined Wretch, and there will be live music and dancing under the stars afterwards with food, drink, and festivities. Whatever your theatrical taste, however you choose to support your favorite companies and artists, do remember that nonprofits count on all of their patrons, and anyone can be a supporter of the arts. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. Money, it's a crime.